Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Canelo, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
Viva Mexico, campeones!
You know my level, and you will see, because I'm going to fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want to get Canelo out here to Houston.
So Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday. I know that. Then you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pay los chingatos.
Smack the shit out of Canelo.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm gonna knock out this guy.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Alvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny.
When you're in the trenches, you know, it's cool to shoot them bullets. How you going to defend yourself when them bullets coming back?
Davis thought Santa Cruz was going to fall from his...
The popular and acclaimed defending WBA lightweight champion of the world.
If it was the streets, these niggas would have been smoked. Pack all the whole group up. Pack them up. Pack them up and get them the fuck out of boxing.
Haney, Cambosis, one of those folks, maybe Garcia.
All them guys is easy work. They're easy work, man. I'm the top dog.
The hard-hitting young star of boxing, three-division world champion.
Skill for skill. I'm much more skillful than Canelo. I stand on that. I'm much more skillful.
You and Cambosis, what happens, Tank?
I'm whooping that ass. Tell him come see me. Tell him hold the belts. I'll whoop his ass for free.
The defending world champion from Baltimore, Maryland.
We from the city. You know what's happening, what's in the city.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Gervonta Tank Davis.
SDS Promotions.
I remember walking in Mayweather gym, he sitting on the couch. I told him he a bum-ass fighter. He ain't say nothing, not one word. He got a furrow on his 80 degrees.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. If you don't know now, you know TBV is on twice a day. And we're doing in the morning, 6 a.m. for you hardworking people, and then we're right back at you at 7 p.m. for the diehards or for my second shifters. Now, remember, you can call in if you want to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. That's 1-425-569-5241. Don't forget, we got Discord available. We also have Twitter Spaces available, and we will be taking calls. We also got a poll right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice, where we're asking you who you believe the face of boxing is. Because Tank Davis, he's declaring that he is the face. And this is 3 days ago. So after the fight with Canelo, Tank has come out and declared that he is the face of boxing. He says...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, here we go. No, that's not it. This is it right here. He says, this boxing shit is mine, buddy. Fuck a weight class. I am the face. And he put the speaking emoji. That's what sparked this show. Tank believes he's the face of boxing, regardless of weight class. But we don't know what metric he's using. His fans seem to be using the pay-per-view buys. Obviously, Tank did 1.2 million when he faced Ryan Garcia. And we now know that Canelo Alvarez came in at the 700 mark with Jermell Charlo. The thing is that if you Google Tank Davis and, Forbes, you don't really find anything with him. I mean, there's articles on his fights, but he didn't make that Forbes list like a Canelo. So Canelo is on the Forbes list. Canelo, I believe, came in at number 5 on the Forbes list. Number 91 on the celebrity list. And that was in 2020 when he came in at number 91 on the celebrity 100. But at 2023, he came in at number 5. And this is, at the time of this article, it was May 16th. So that's after Tank's fight. So if you go here, and you do a Google search for Gervonta Davis Forbes list, first thing comes up is, surprisingly, Gervonta Davis did not make it on the Forbes list, which means he is not the face of boxing. Now, when you go down, there's other articles on Forbes that pertain to Gervonta Davis, but their fight predictions and even pound-for-pound lists, but nothing indicating that Forbes put him on any sort of financial list. But again, when you go to Canelo, he is on the Forbes list, and he is number 5. Now, what is the criteria for face of boxing? I really don't know. I mean, obviously, the easiest metric has to be pay-per-view buys, but I don't think it's as simple as just doing one good event. I think consistency is important. I think that's why Mayweather was who he was, because whenever Pacquiao could do a little bit over than he was normally doing, it was never consistent like Mayweather, you know, that consistently did a certain amount of numbers on pay-per-view. I think that a lot of things could be taken into account when we're discussing the face of boxing. Obviously, what you're being paid. What are they guaranteeing to pay you? Not what are you killing and what are you eating. What are they guaranteeing to pay you for those fights? You know, regardless of the deal being no longer valid or a deal that Canelo's in, he still made history with his record-breaking deal with DAZN. It's just hard to defend anyone other than Canelo as the face of boxing. But since people believe Tank can be the face on our poll, I did put Earl and Bud Winner. Are they the face? Because Earl was consistently doing better numbers on pay-per-view than Tank Davis. Then I put Ryan, because Tank never did the numbers that he did until he did them with Ryan. So I didn't want to take away the option of Ryan Garcia for anyone that felt like maybe, you know, he's the face of boxing. And then we have Canelo Alvarez and Tank Davis. Right now on our poll, 68% believe Canelo is the face of boxing. 27% have voted that Tank is the face of boxing. 1% believe Ryan is the face. And 4% believe Bud versus Terrence Crawford winner. That's the same person. Bud versus Earl Spence winner is the face of boxing. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you guys want to call in, once again, you know the number to do so. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time right here, Voice of the People hotline. We're looking for your opinion on today's topic. Who is the face? Let's nip it in the bud. Let's end the discussion today and, you know, put out this episode for years to come so that people can find it that in 2023, we believed either Canelo or Tank was the face of boxing. So we're going to go ahead and open it up. If you want to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. You could also use Discord or Twitter Spaces to voice your opinion right here, Voice of the People Hotline.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Average boxing fan, talk to me.
What's up, bro? No, he is not the fucking face of boxing, bro. I think Canelo's been doing it for way too damn long. Putting fucking numbers and seats and asses, dog. Selling pay-per-views. I think Tank needs to do it more consistently to be the face of boxing. I mean, it takes two to tangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yup. I mean, we'll see. I'd say like 3 more fights, see what his numbers look like. Because I think Ryan was a big part of that 1 million. Right now, I think fucking tank is like Fetty Wap. The one hit wonder so far.
All right, champ. All right.
Yeah, right now, bro.
Appreciate you. Again, you know, it's not that hard. I think people are just in their feelings. When you go to career earnings, obviously Tank hasn't earned as much. When you compare gates, Tank has only done one $20 million gate. There's really no comparison outside of the one pay-per-view that did 1.2. We going out to Chrome. What's up? All right. You might have to go out and come back in. We got our first super chat of the day from Roy1400, $2. He says, don't care what y'all say. Shakur beats Tank. I mean, that may be so, but is he the face? RNS1, what's up? Yo. All right, let me see. Champ, you there? Yo, all right. Fats.
Yo.
What up?
What up, man? What up, bro? Man, I gotta admit it, bro. I gotta admit it, bro. Tyson Fury, the face of boxing, bro. I gotta admit it. He the face of boxing. Psych, I'm trolling. Fuck no, that nigga ain't the face of boxing. Yo, Wilder made him, man. Wild. If it wasn't for Wilder, what'd he say? Bringing him, digging him up the dirt. He was a has-been, man. You know what I'm saying? But on a real part, though, shit, I mean, I guess you could say Canelo still the face, if you want to say the face. Yeah. You know what? Nah. Tank the face of boxing. I ain't even going to get that to him. I don't even like Canelo. Tank the face of boxing, man. He just did a million pay-per-views. The last time Canelo did a million pay-per-views.
The last time Canelo did a million, Triple G 2.
Can't hear you, yo.
You don't hear me? Wow, he don't hear me. I hear me. Fats.
Yo, the Twitter spaces, you might, it's fucked up with something. You on mute.
I unmuted. I reconnected and connected. You hear me now?
Yeah, bro, your shit fucked up. You can't hear you.
I don't understand.
I'm gonna leave and come back.
I don't understand, champ. I done connected, disconnected, reconnected. Let me try James. What up? You hear me, champ?
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me is the question.
Hey, you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
All right, man.
What Fats just say, man? He said Wilder made Fury, so... Wilder made Fury, then I'll say Oscar De La Hoya made Wilder. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I mean, he promoted Wilder at one point, but I thought you was going to say, right. I thought you was going to say if Wilder made Fury, then Ryan made Tank.
Yeah, we can say that too, man.
Or backwards, or is it backwards? Is it Tank made Ryan? Because before Tank, Ryan ain't never done nothing.
That's true, but Ryan's following is the reason why it made Tank more interesting, you know, because, like, you got to think about it, man. We had all these kids gravitating towards Ryan, and Ryan calling out just, you know, what some people at the time just perceived as just this hoodlum from Baltimore and everything. And shit, you know, when Ryan called out his name, actually helped Tank's bang on some following altogether. So I guess we could say Ryan made Tank. I guess we could say that. But we can also say that Floyd kind of made Canelo, but Canelo showed that he has some staying power. Because you look at his past numbers from his past pay-per-views, the 800K from Plant, the 700K from Charlo, the 500 from Bibble, the 575 from Triple G3, and even the 550 from Ryder. He's showing that he has longevity and staying power in the sport.
Consistency.
Also, man, consistency. Hey, Ness, also, who's wearing whose gloves? Is Canelo wearing Tank gloves, or did Tank get banned from wearing Canelo gloves? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I never seen Canelo wearing Tank gloves for sure.
Gotcha.
I didn't even know Tank had a glove.
See what I'm saying? Does Tank got 25 million followers, or does Canelo got 25 million?
Yeah, Canelo got 25 million.
Has Tank
Is it 25? Cause I think Canelo got less than Jake, who got 25. Let me check Canelo.
We'll say 20 or 25. We'll say that.
Canelo has 16, homie. You trying to cap out here?
Look! Hold on, Ness. This is probably one of the rare occasions you're gonna hear me capping for Canelo, man. So give me a break, all right, man. Give me a break. You know I ain't got no bananas and shit, man, for no Canelo. So give me a break. But either way it goes, man. How many former champions has Canelo beat, though? I mean, has Tank beat, though, man? Has he beat over 10?
Nah.
Has he beat over 6?
I don't know.
And long story short, man, Canelo's the face of boxing, man. He got the resume, the numbers, and the consistency in Forbes to show it. I'm out, Ness. Peace.
All right. Let's see what we got. Chrome trying you again.
Yo, you hear me this time?
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm a big Tank fan, but I'ma still say Canelo, cause like what I've been telling you earlier, I mean, before the Ryan fight, all Tank was doing was like 200 to 250, which is not bad numbers, but they not nothing in comparison to what Canelo. Canelo always doing at least 5 from I don't even know how many years ago. So I'm going to still have to go with Canelo on that. I mean, everybody, Tank might be the future. He might be the future face of the future of boxing or something. But just right now at this moment, he just not there yet. I guess we definitely got to see what his next fight do. And it's all depending on who he fight. I mean, if he fight Teofimo or something like the rumors was, which I don't think going to happen, he probably going to do some big numbers. But if he fighting the Pitbull Cruz, I think Tank going to disappoint y'all. I think Tank going to do about 250 to 300 or something like that. And that's, to me, that's still good. That's still good money, probably like $30-something million. But right now, you got to go with Canelo. His track record is just whoever he fight, you know, you feel me? He can fight me or you, Ness, and he going to do about 500. So I'm going to say Canelo. I mean, I don't know how anybody could say Tank going up against Canelo's numbers. I mean, Tank did do the 1.2, but I think that had a lot. I'm not going to say it was just because of Ryan, but Ryan got 15 million followers, so I think that had a lot to do with it. It was promoted good, perfect timing. It was a fight that people wanted, but like I say, it depends on his next fight, because I think Canelo can do at least 500 with damn near any person he picked to fight. It don't matter who he fight next. He damn near guaranteed to do 5. So we got to see if Tank can do numbers like that, and he can do it consistently, because before Ryan, it was only 250. So, and like I said earlier, Earl been doing better numbers than that. Earl been consistently doing 300 or 3-something. So I don't understand why the Earl fans ain't saying Earl to face if it's just by the pay-per-view buys. So that's all I kind of got to say on that, though. You know, I keep checking out the show. Hit you up in the morning.
All right, Chrome. I just wanted to give a little fact. Ryan does not have 16 or 15 million followers. He has 10.2. You know, got a counterpunch from Fats.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot,
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, good. Like the commercial shit. Benitez, that's my boy. But bro, I know your name a little Spanish, but you capping right now. You cap. First off, bro, Wilder made Fury. We ain't ready to sit here and act like we ain't ready to sit here and flip the script and all that. Look, he wasn't doing no numbers before Wilder. Shit, we don't even know what he doing after Wilder. You get what I'm saying? Gotta wait to see. But as far as Tank, bro, I don't want to hear none of that. How many champions he beat? Canelo got like 70 fights, yo. Like, bro, like, come on, bro. He got like 70 fights. Of course he going. If he ain't fight like 20, 30 champions, if he ain't fight like that many, like, fuck he doing then? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, bro, come on, yo. We not ready to say, oh, crying Ron made Tank. What Tank did? No, Tank made crying Ron. What Gooseman say? Did he touch you on that spot, Ron? Yeah, he touched me. He touched me on my rib. He touched me. Come on, bro. He made crying Ron, bro. We ain't ready to say anything. He gonna sit there and say, oh, well, his fans, he helped Tank gain more fans. His fans wearing high heels and sandals and shit, man. It ain't wrong with that. I'm saying most of them, because they not wrong with that. Like, you know what I mean? You got to cater to the ladies, man. You want them to pay and spend their money on you and shit. Like, you ain't the shit if the women don't want to be with you. You get what I'm saying? But, bro, come on, bro. He out there hanging with Aiden Ross and shit. Nobody care about that goofy-ass shit he be doing. You get what I'm saying? Like I said the other day, he don't really love this shit for real. And then, yeah, bro, like, when the last time Canelo did a million pay-per-views?
Like I said, I believe it was Gennady 2.
Yeah, that was, like, how many fights ago?
A while.
Yeah, been a while. It's a new day. It's a new day, man. Tank. And then why I say I give Tank this, though, because in the sport of boxing, the heavyweights always dominated. Like, the bigger fighters always dominated. They always been the most attractive. Like, he in the era where, though, the heavyweights was making some noise. You got Wilder, Joshua, you know what I mean, Fury back, and you know what I mean? You got up-and-comers coming up. And then you got, you know, at the 147 division, you had Earl, you know what I mean, Canelo. I mean, yeah, he wasn't at 147, but before I got to that weight class, you had Canelo and shit. Like, so he, for him to be a smaller fighter and have that attraction that he got, That's real good, man. Like, it's hard for them smaller dudes to gain that attraction like that, like how he's doing. So, yeah, Tank definitely the new face of boxing, man. Y'all gotta stop hating, stop saying crying Ron made him and all that shit, bro. That shit bullshit. Y'all see where Ron paper next fight at? That shit ain't even on pay per view, man. That shit ain't on pay per view. Come on, bro. Like, y'all gotta stop playing.
I got Optimus Prime.
You feel like it's your turn. But it's not your time.
$5. He said, you from Baltimore, Fats. How are you going to call somebody biased and the face of boxing doesn't rock purses? Laughing out loud emoji. We got counterpunch from Tyron.
Yo, yo, what's good, Ness?
What up?
Shouts out TV. Yeah, man. It's really not even the discussion. Like, your intro stated, that should be the end of argument. You know what I'm saying? Tank is not the face of boxing. Like you said, it takes two. And if I run over, bill me. It takes two, right? The reason why Tank and Ryan event was 1.2 million, because arguably you could say that was probably the most, let's say, I won't even say entertaining, but it got people juices flowing, the way they promote it. And these are young guys, you know what I'm saying? Yes, we knew that Ryan was going to get beat. Ryan ain't have no business entering with Tank. But Ryan following and also, you got to realize, too, Canelo helped Ryan Garcia as well in his following. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those fans is Canelo's, too. So that's why that event was so big. That don't make it, oh, you know, y'all just want to base off pay-per-view numbers. Then I mean, Jake Paul is the face of boxing, right? Because I'm sure he's so close to a million. I don't know, you know, keep up, but I know he's up there. So if you want to go strictly on pay-per-view buys, what, Jake Paul's the face of boxing now? No, it don't work like that.
I mean, Jake ain't never do 1.2, though.
I mean, yeah, champ, but like I say, it was an event. It was an event. It was the biggest event. But come on now, you Tank beating Ryan, and yes, I know you did 1.2,
Technically, Jake did do 1.2. But it was really, okay. It was billed as Logan and KSI, and they sold $10 YouTube pay-per-views. That's before Eddie signed them. They did their independent way and got up to 1.2 independently.
But still, that thing was just an event. We knew that, and that Ryan had no biz in there. And before the fight, Tank was planning on wearing Canelo's No Boxing, No Life gloves. He had it customized. I don't know if people knew that, but he was going to wear those in that fight with Ryan Garcia, and Ryan Garcia had on Canelo's gloves. So, I mean, you know, it's I understand that it's like a Ja Morant thing. When Ja Morant came in the league, he's the face of the NBA. He's this. I understand there's some excitement. It's, you know, Tank got star power for sure, but we got to slow it down. Canelo's the only fighter on the Forbes list. Let's take away from, let's not even talk about pay-per-views. Canelo's number one on top five on the Forbes list as boxers. He's the only one getting these type of contracts, guaranteed money, plus more money on the back end. You got deals with Dolce & Gabbana. You got your own gas stations. You got your own drink.
Cell phones.
Sold everywhere. Cell phones, you own commercials, you on Netflix. I ain't seen a box like promoted like that on commercial Netflix. I mean, you broken records, and still you just did 700,000 pay-per-view buys, which a fight was supposed to be very underwhelming against a guy that everybody knew that you're supposed to beat, and you ain't even had to do no promotion. Canelo is, once you walk in, Canelo is he's at least bringing in 600,000 by himself or 500 by himself. You know, last pay-per-view I think Charlo did was below 150. So all it is, Canelo carrying by himself. When we saw Tank and Ryan, we was, you know, ooh, let's see if Ryan can. But that was mostly Ryan internet following, his streaming following, all of that following. You know, it really wasn't, you know, Tank's following, because Tank really didn't do over 300,000, you know. And With all this talk started once Canelo had lost to Bivol, everybody was waiting for Canelo lose to have this talk. But the record shows, and it shows up to date, that Canelo Alvarez is still the face of the sport. You look at, he was just on a talk with Tom Brady, doing interviews with Tom Brady, Breakfast Club, doing all these interviews, going golfing with DJ Khaled, you know, Nas Steph showing Curry. Up to his camp. Steph Curry that had business with Jay-Z, LeBron James. Like, Canelo is the star, is the face of the sport until he retires.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Players and the numbers and the paychecks continue to show. Yeah, Tank, you did 1.2, but that's just one.
Run your
that
free
you
call?
Did. Let me get my free call, champ. But that's just one, you know, one pay-per-view, and that's against Ryan Garcia, who we know has a huge, huge social media following, huge social media following. You know what I'm saying? And in the biggest fight of this year that sold 1.2 million, both of you guys about to go in the ring wearing Canelo Alvarez gloves. But Floyd didn't want you to do that. We had pictures. I had the pictures of customized Tank, you know, everything. I was like, damn, that shit would have been dope. Ryan had on his gloves. So it tells you who is still the face of the sport. This is not even a discussion number-wise. Selling out arenas. Look what Canelo just did in Galera. Look what he just did. Look what he did at the AT&T Stadium with Billy Joe. Like, I mean, I understand, you know, Canelo is getting up there, but Canelo is still the face of the sport, and this is not even a discussion. Tang, you did 1.2. You put on an amazing exhibition event, Floyd-type, Mayweather style, but come on, man. Till you get in the ring with the guys that you need to get in the ring with and show that you're that great, no one is really going to take you serious as the face of the sport. You're barely on the top 10 pound-for-pound list. You're not even on Forbes list. You're not even cracking them brackets yet. You know what I'm saying? You got a long road to reach that pinnacle. You know, you're reaching 30. You haven't fought none of these guys. I like you, Tank. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite fighters I like watching today. But in order to get that title, once Canelo leaves the door, you got to start, you know, taking on these big fights. Use that momentum from Ryan fight and the fans. You know, use it to your advantage. Get in these big fights. You know what I'm saying? These 50-50 fights. Hey, you know what? I want T.O. You know what I'm saying? I want Haney next. Or I want Shakur. You're the A-man. You have the ball in your court. You can make these fights. But again, you know, he's going to, you know, brush it down. Oh, Haney's not a big fight. Sanchez's not a big fight. Sanchez's not a big fight. So we just, you know, these pay-per-views, you know, we trying to compare pay-per-view numbers to determine who's the king of the sport, who's the face of boxing just this year. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Canelo is still the face. So 700,000 pay-per-view buys against a fighter who barely promoted, got, you know, promoted a fight. A lot of them really, they knew him, but not really, people did not know him, for real, for real. I wish you'd have brought a different energy because it really would have skyrocketed the pay-per-views buys even more. But like you said, that's the consistency of Canelo Alvarez, the longevity of Canelo Alvarez. And that's what's the sport, and that's what's the face of the sport of boxing is. You know, a guy that's consistent, fights twice a year. Don't cheat the sport. Don't cheat the fans. Give it his all every single year. You know he's fighting two times a year on a specific day, bringing in this money, bringing this attention to the sport. And Canelo Alvarez is still the face of boxing until he's retired. And that's my call, champ. I appreciate you, man. Much love. Peace out.
Appreciate you, man. Great call. Great call. You know, no feelings, nothing but facts. You feel me?
Oh, look at this guy.
We got counterpunch from James Benitez.
Horrible fighter.
Yo, Ness, who was that last caller, man? He's a real smart guy, man.
Let's That's Tyron. That's Tyron the Great, man. They call him Tyron the Great around here.
Man, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. He hit the nail on the head, man. I mean, shit, does Tank even got an Under Armour deal? I heard every nigga in Baltimore got one of those, man. Does he at least have that? Because I know Ryan's out here riding around with Hummers and shit like that. He got a big boy endorsement.
Ryan do you got know, that he do got the GMC deal.
You see what I'm saying, man? Like, bruh, how are we gonna sit here and say that, man, that Ryan Garcia ain't really made Tank bigger than what he really is? You know, like his past fights and everything like that, they didn't even crack 300,000. We gotta go all the way back to 2016, and even then, Canelo's lowest pay-per-view was 300K with Liam Smith. That being said, man, that's a higher level of consistency through a longer time. You know, Tank, he's fighting fighters, man, that we all, you know, that we really don't want to see. Canelo's doing that. Canelo's at least now giving us fights that kind of intrigue us or whatnot a little bit. And also, shout out to Fats, man. He tried right there or whatever, man. But Wilder did not make Fury, man. Let's go back. Let's go ahead and go back through the timeline and hit 2015. Hey, who was sparring Klitschko and who was beating Klitschko? You tell me that, Ness. Mm.
No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. But I hear what Fats said, exactly. Too. Fats like, Fats like, yo, Wilder the one gave him an opportunity. Like, when before Wilder gave him an opportunity, it had been 3 years out the ring, coke binges, you know, tough partying and shit like that.
That's cool. And who's the one struggling with mental issues now? If we actually look at it, man, see how the roles reverse.
I mean, listen, you know, that's not a joke.
Fury broke him and fucked him up. I'm not joking.
No,
that,
I hear man. You. I hear you. And some can say that, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I ain't going to touch that, man. But shout out to Fats, though, man. I still fuck with Fats.
What Wilder got to do with the face of boxing, though? I'm lost.
He threw his name out there, man. So, you know, I'm just rolling with it, man. He brought Wilder up. So, you know, I'm just rolling with it. I ain't not even trying to hate, man. You know, like I always do. I just bring you facts. That's it, man.
That's it.
Facts for fats. That's I it. Hear it.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, facts for fats. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You funny, man. You funny. Anyways, Ness, man, this is a great show, man. Ready to hear how much other bullshit or caping people going to do for the guy from Maryland, man. But I'm just going to be listening on the back end, man. I'll holler at you, Ness.
All right. Fats, I know you got one, but Joel Ortiz actually has one from 425, so we skipped him by mistake. What up? Counterpunch, Joel. Joel, you there? One time. Joel. All right, Fats, counterpunch.
Yo.
We hear you.
Yo.
We hear you.
Can you hear me?
I do.
Hold on, let me come back.
Joel. Joel. We hear nothing, Joel. Fats?
Yo.
I hear you.
Yo, yeah, they gotta stop the cat, man. Like, what they mean till he retire? Hey, bro, y'all look, y'all gotta stop playing, bro. Like, who excited more to see when you see them fight? Tank or Canelo? Who last fight were you excited for more? Ness?
Definitely for Canelo, but for Ryan and Tank, but that's cause we've been wanting that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying though, ain't no butt. All right, cool. They saying that Tank only was doing 300,000. I just swore he just said Canelo did 300 with Liam Smith.
Bro, you know how long ago that was?
I don't care. You know how long ago he did 250 or 3,000, Tank? Or 300,000? You know Tank, how long
Tank,
ago that was?
Tank never did 300,000. He always been in the twos, but the last time he did around 215, wasn't it Rowley or Esat, one of them two?
I don't know, man. You only as good as your last fight, man. You know what they say. We not even ready to do that, man, but what else I was ready to say? Damn. All right, so let's play hypothetical. I don't play no type of games, but let's just play it today. Let's just say Tank Mr. Fantastic, right? He can stretch to any weight class. Boom. Who the A side? Tank or Bud? If he Tank. At 147, who the A side? All right, Tank. Cool. Who the A side? Earl or Tank?
At what weight?
Anyway, he Mr. Fantastic. I'm saying, let's just take his stretch to anyway.
I mean, right now, Tank, because Earl coming off a loss.
Right. Got you. Okay, cool.
Okay. Who the A side, Tank or Canelo?
Let me negotiate, though. You gotta give him that. Look, can't nobody else negotiate with Canelo for real. Like, if Tank was Mr. Fantastic and he can get up there 168, he can tell Canelo, you can't just do that to me. You feel me? Nah. You feel me? So,
I'm gonna be honest.
Go to heavyweight.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna upset a lot of people. If Tank and Canelo sign the fight in May, they doing a 50-50 split, I think.
I would think so, too. Or it would be close to it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he is the only one, let's just say hypothetically.
Only if it was next. Only if it was immediately next do I believe that they might do, like, a 50-50 split. Probably 50-50 right. Back-end split, but you know, Canelo going to see a – He gonna see his 50-55 guarantee from the door.
Yeah, for sure. But that's all, man. I'm gonna keep listening.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
But he ain't lying. I mean, if Tank was any weight, there'd be some back and forth in the negotiation room with Canelo for sure. Tank put asses in seats, it would be one of the biggest gates in boxing. So they'd have to go back and forth because, you know, what we pricing the tickets at, it's so much. Mr. Fantastic, you funny. Let's see where we at. Joel, trying you third time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have no idea. It says there's an error ad in you, champ. You might want to come all the way out, come back in. I tried you again. There you go.
Yo,
I hear
what's
you.
Up?
I hear you.
¿Me oyes, Ness?
Te ¿Qué oigo. Pasó?
Hey, listo de charlar de boxeo. ¿Quién es el cara de boxeo? Shit, man.
Yes. ¿Quién es la cara?
Shit. I am. Nah, JK. You know what, man? It's kind of hard to say. You know, with Tank, it's kind of—I feel like this conversation is too early. I want to see what Tank pulls in his next fight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, we gotta see that. But you know, a lot of things factor in. Do accolades count? You know, I'm seeing pay-per-view numbers is the big key in here. But
I think accolades sponsors. Is probably the last thing on the list, right? Like, I think when you're talking face of boxing, we're talking popularity. We're talking, you know, gate, we're talking purse, we're talking asses and seats, you know, views, pay-per-views, all that, right? Impact, influence, all that.
Okay, you know what?
And I think that's why Tank is in the running, because he does have influence, he does have an impact. When he fights, people know.
Well, does that even matter? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think anticipation, excitement, hell yeah, that matters. Okay. I mean, look, there was no anticipation for the Charlo fight, only did 700. Anticipation for that Ryan fight, it did double.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, hey, let's just say both of them face the boxing, right? Let's just say both. I mean, look at this. Look at like this. When was the last time boxing did $1 million, just in general? Like, it's been a fucking while.
I mean, since Canelo, like, I think Canelo Triple G, right?
And that was what, like, 5 years ago? Like, I don't want to, like, say it because, you know, this is a boxing podcast and fucking motherfuckers are going to jump on me, but is boxing kind of dead? I mean, you hear Showtime rumors are trying to, like, you know, they're trying to get out of the boxing business. You know, HBO's gone. Is boxing just not at that peak where everyone's just watching anymore? Like, hey, for me, there is the big fight still to be made, but, you know, you know how boxing is, Ness. They never get made, and when they get made, they're all too old or washed up or whatever. Look at what Tank and Ryan did. Like, you know, people were waiting for that fight. Look, like, how much they did. I don't believe boxing is dead, but I feel like it's heading towards that way. And I don't know. Like, I feel like when you make the fights that people want to see, like you know, there's money to be made. You know what I'm saying? But you know, with Canelo, to be honest with you, man, he's been in the fights that I really just don't care, give a shit about. Like, you know, he fought Charlo. Okay, wait, backtrack. He fought, what's that one dude? The last one in May? For his name?
Who?
The gorilla? In May.
Ryder.
Fuck. Yeah, Ryder. There we go. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, I've never seen Ryder fight, and I'm a big boxing fan, man. I mean, I get it, he was the mandatory, but come on, man. It's not what we wanted to see. It's Benavidez, right? And before Ryder, it was the Triple G fight. And to be honest, I didn't want to see that one either. Triple G was 40 years old. I mean, we all knew Canelo was going to beat Triple G, and it happened. I mean, and before that, what was it? Bivol? I did not give a shit about the Bivol fight either. The only fight I really care about Canelo is Benavidez. And you know what? If Charlo Canelo did 700K, imagine what Canelo and Benavidez would do. And everyone's safe to say Benavidez is kind of a big star, right? as terms of it's the guy who want to see Canelo, right? Or yeah. Is it too soon?
I mean, no, nah, everybody wants to see Benavidez for sure. Our poll this morning.
I mean, like, is Benavidez at that, is that that like high name point where like how Triple G was when we wanted to see the first fight with Triple G and they did like a million, or they big numbers. I know they did like a million, but like, yeah, like if Canelo's doing big numbers in fights that at least, I don't know, I can speak for everyone, but at least for me, like if he's doing big numbers for fights that I don't like are pointless, imagine what he would do in a Benavidez fight. So, you know, all this talk boxes that I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, boxing is giving these trash-ass fights lately, to be honest. I mean, at least not 23 so far. 23 has been great. It's been fucking great. Like, it's been fucking amazing. Like, I hope it gets better from here, but I don't know about that. But. Like I said, boxing, I don't think boxing is able to get the fights that we need to see. Like Tank, I want to see him fight Teal. I want to see him fight fucking Haney, Shakur, all those motherfuckers. And I believe they're going to do big numbers.
You may feel like it's your time.
I want to say, fuck. Hey, I'll throw Ryan in there too. I think he's the face of boxing.
I got there's him in the poll.
Well, there's people I talk to that don't even fucking watch boxing, nothing, none of that. They don't even watch, like, know what boxing is, and they know Ryan Garcia. Mm. I feel like that's kind of, I live in a state where it's like football, like, where it's all about football. No one really watches boxing around here, and everyone like knows Ryan Garcia. I feel like everyone knows Ryan than they know Canelo. To be honest with you, if Ryan would have won that fight, I think he would have been big, because everyone was going for Ryan. Everyone was going for Ryan on that fight.
Now, winning is important.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's what I said if he would have won. But he got like 4 million Instagram followers off that fight just for losing. You know, imagine what if he would have won. But, did that Andrew Ruiz and AJ rematch didn't do a million? I mean, I know it wasn't pay-per-view, but I heard it was like big numbers too.
I mean, it wouldn't matter. We talking U.S. pay-per-view buys.
I guess true, but like I said, when was the last time fucking boxing did a fucking million? It's been a while, dude. So yeah. like it's kind of hard to say if Tank really is because he just did a million versus Canelo.
I mean, Canelo did 800,000 with Plant, and also remember,
well, I was gonna say,
remember that Wilder Fury 2 did 1.2.
Well, Wilder and Fury did 1.2 million.
Yep.
I thought it did 800.
800,000, 850,000 terrestrial, 400,000 digital.
Oh, shit. Fuck, I thought it did 800K or shit. Well, anyways, with Canelo, like, I feel like he has a say in the face because, look, I mean, in terms of his pay-per-view accolade, he has two 1 million fights with the Triple G fights, and he has one 2 million fight or a 2 million pay-per-view fight with Floyd Mayweather. I think that's kind of a good accolade to speak for itself, even though, you know, he hasn't had a 1 million pay-per-view fight in a while. I feel like Benavidez can do that because that's all the fight we want to see. And I feel like Benavidez is at that point, like his name value, like his name that like it would like bring in like good pay-per-view numbers, you know, with Canelo. But for me, you know, I feel like all those guys you just mentioned are all face boxing. I don't think they should just be one guy. I mean, they can't be all the face of boxing forever. You can't just say, hey, this guy's just the face of boxing. But, I just feel like Canelo, Ryan, fucking Tank, fucking Bud, fuck, whoever makes the boxing, you know, sport.
But it's not your time.
The world is yours, $2. He says, yo, why Jamal kid's getting bullied because his uncle? ? Yeah, that's what Jamal said on his live, that his kid's getting bullied in school because his uncle lost the fight. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, bro, CYP trying to make it seem like, oh, you know, he having a great year because he made money. Bro, he probably ruined his career with that shit. Like, you know, he needs a good fight. And this is Tim Bradley all over again. Tim Bradley, right, got death threats. He hated his life. Ask him. He hated his life after he got that Pacquiao decision because so many people thought he didn't win. Bro, he had to change his number, move, all that shit. So he went out there and fought balls to the wall with Ruslan Pavatnikov. Everybody know, anybody that watched Tim Bradley's whole career, no, that's not how Tim Bradley fight. Think about it. Why is that the only one time he fought that way? And some of you might be crazy enough to think it's because of Ruslan, but then I would tell you, chill, champ. Google Ruslan Pavatnikov versus Mauricio Herrera, who had already had losses and beat him on Friday Night Fights before Bradley. You know what I'm saying? And Herrera had zero power. So Bradley just did it to, like, you know, get one so that the fans will love his ass. And he lost a lot, man. There's interviews of him sounding fucking crazy. He had to go to doctors and anything. That shit was no bueno. But Tyron with another counterpunch. What up? They got my boy Trigger today. Tyron, you there? You might need to jump out, jump back in, Tyron. Did great. Matador, what up? Matador. While we wait for... Yes, what up?
Okay. Hey, I think it's Canelo. Like, I don't really think there's argument about that. It's Canelo. Like, until Tank... If he does something similar, then similar to what he did with Ryan, with someone else, as far as the numbers go, getting at least, like, 500,000, then... Okay, we can start talking about this, but as for right now, I don't really see any reason for it to be like this. Like, Canelo has multiple times done over $250,000, so it's not really like a comparison. Like, there's no one else that's doing that much consistently. No one else can say they've done three fights like that. That's active. But real quick, I wanted to see what you think about what Broadway Joel said.
The Carlos Adamus shit?
Yeah, what a cap or what? Like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I can't find my soundbite that I wanted to play. Nah, man, I don't believe that shit. Believe it when I see it, more like it.
Yeah, right.
I told him come on the show.
I mean, he did write something, but...
I told him come on the show. He said, you know, he can't, but maybe in an hour or so. Let me see if he's ready. Cause that shit,
well, Carlos Adamus also tweeted, too. I don't know if you read that.
Yeah, I seen what Adamus tweeted, but all he tweeted was, oh, it's good to have a goal. You know, I see ya in 7 months, some shit like that. I'm paraphrasing. That shit don't say Canelo. That shit don't mean Canelo.
He just saying, like, but, I won't run like Janelle and something like that. I read it real quick, but yeah, something like.
But remember, it's like Joel is cool with them, so you know, maybe he knows the no. We'll find out. He's coming on. He's gonna come on in a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know, like maybe I know he talks to him a lot, so. I'm like, maybe that's true, but I don't know, man. That, please don't let it be that fight. I think it'd be a fun fight to watch, but it's not something we really want. Like, there's better fights. Crawford is a better fight, even though I don't think he should. It should be his first option, but I think Crawford is a better fight than that because that just won't draw the attention. Crawford is way better than him. Would be more competitive at least. But yeah, that's my call.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Tyron, trying you again.
Yo, can you hear me next?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, for sure. I don't know what was going on with the last one, but did I hear you say that if Tank and Canelo was to fight next single Mayo or whatever the case may be, that he got some bargaining, like he can negotiate?
Hell yeah, bro. What's wrong with you?
I think that was you and Fats. I mean, on what grounds, though?
Bro, Tank just broke top five gate of all time.
I understand what you're saying about that, though, Champ. But
and,
it's like,
and
okay,
outside of that, he does a consistent high gate. And then his last pay-per-view was 1.2. You telling me...
Oh, okay.
You telling me what? That oh. If him and Canelo was the same size, that he's getting a flat fee? You wilding right now.
No. Okay, so negotiation-wise, okay, you talking about like pay or cuts or just...
Listen, so I'll repeat what I said. I said I could see a world where Tank getting 50-50 back end split. And I still see Canelo getting his $50 million, $55 million guarantee.
I don't know. On a Mexican holiday? And after what Canelo's career built off, it's like okay.
Listen.
Like, okay.
Your own favorite fighter is Tank. Like, he literally tells you every fight week.
I was about to make that point.
He tells you every fight week, man. So that means his fans know who Tank is, because every time they interview him about who he likes to watch, he say Tank his favorite fighter. So now he got to fight his favorite fighter. Man, you kidding me? That's a huge motherfucking
fight. But who was Tank's favorite fighter? Who was Tank's favorite fighter?
Probably Canelo. That's why he wears gloves. But at the end of the day.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, there's only one old guy in this equation.
Yeah, but he bringing most of the money.
I don't
though.
Know about all that most of the money shit. We just said Tank broke records, next. Top five, man.
I understand. Okay, but who did Tank fight to reach that point though? You telling
a Mexican,
me?
A Mexican with less Instagram followers than Canelo. So Canelo already know what he got with Tank. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You obviously don't. Canelo knows.
No,
the business.
I understand. No, I see. I understand what you're saying. Tank definitely, yeah. Tank can negotiate with a lot of these fighters, but I'm saying when you're talking about, okay, you're talking about Canelo. Not really many can negotiate. I'm looking at it as just based off of past accomplishments. Based off of, let's go off of five, the last three pay-per-view buys, the last three gates. You add them all up. Who has the big? Who been making more?
Canelo.
Who? Exactly. So you coming to me with that? Like, okay, yeah, you did it one fight, but you did it with Ryan Garcia, which is American Mexican. But I'm Mexican. I'm bringing most of the money. It shows in the last three fights. How much is your average? The average of Tank pay per views is probably about what 300. And look at Canelo's pay per view by averages. Bill me too. It's about 800,000. So that's a 500,000 pay per view buy gap right there. So you coming to me like, okay, yeah.
What is your point, champ? What are you trying to tell us? Are you trying to tell us Tank is what? Like, give us your words, because I said mine and you don't like it.
I'm saying that's why Canelo is the face of boxing. One and two, Tank won't have no negotiation. I mean, he'll have a little bit just based off of what just happened, but not really, because at the end of the day, Canelo don't need anybody. He, like I said before, he's a walking 500 plus easy in his pocket. Like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So when people talk about, you know, the phasing, I know it's fast we're talking about it too, but I don't see Tank being the guy right now. Because and it's disrespectful when you got guys like Haney who've been putting in the work around that weight class. T.O. should be a bigger star. I'm hoping he get one of these big fights so he can, you know, break out for sure. But yeah, I don't give Tank all that power that a lot of people give him, like negotiating. Like, I don't see him being the A side versus Terrence Crawford at 147. I don't see that happening.
You said Tank, not wait. You bumped your head for real, bro. You bumped your head for real.
Okay, all right. Let me explain why I say that.
Not the A side versus Crawford.
at 149. Okay, look, Tim. Let me explain.
No. Because we don't got time. I got to guess, and I'll tell you why you're wrong, because Crawford said you're wrong. Crawford said that's the only person I would make the wait for. That alone tells
no, you know why I just say that? Now I'm just looking at it like the box and like I'm not even looking at paper. Now if you looking at pay-per-view sales and everything, of course Tank ASAP, I'm just looking at it straight ass. Bud just beat the guy at 147 that everybody, you know, unified. At 147, but me, I'm just looking at it as that, like, I wouldn't.
Tyron, I owe you one more counterpunch. I got Broadway Joel on. Let's get to this breaking news that he out here on these internet streets talking about. People DMing me left and right, talking about, yo, you seen your boy? He said Adamas got the fight. Broadway, what's going on, man? What is up with this Carlos Adamas Cinco de Mayo? I got a Mantha. See you in May. Like, what's up, bro?
First of all, what's going on, man? Thank you again for giving me the platform. This was brought to me by a trusted source. This guy has never lied to me. So,
what
when
else
I heard
has he given you that's been right just for shits and giggles here?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
What else has this source given you that's been correct just for shits and giggles here?
No, just fight. Just, hey, yo, this fight is going to happen. This fight's being negotiated. This, you know, kind of like that. I don't want to get too much in specifics, but this is what I was told. I'm not one of these people that like to troll and do all types of funny stuff. Again, I asked this person, I counted specifically 5 times if this is true and can I report it? And they said yes. So I'll be honest. When I got the news, I found it hard to believe. As I'm sure
you find
it hard to believe.
But you have a relationship with Carlos. Why wouldn't you just? You understand?
I understand what you're saying, but you know, when somebody's not picking up your phone calls and they post
it
on Instagram,
I like it.
You know,
I like it. No, because when Mendoza didn't answer my calls, I knew he had the fight. Because I was telling my audience, like, yo, they told me Mendoza got the Tim Tszyu fight for, like, 3 weeks before. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, champ, I hear you got this fight. He's like, yeah, don't say it. And then I'm like, yo, but I hear it's this guy. My man went, you know, dark. So you saying Adamas is not answering you.
And me and Adamas, we have a good relationship where this is not like him. You know what I'm saying? And then he
So who's his trainer
posts
now?
Ismael Salas. So once I saw he posted, you know, I'm getting ready and in 7 months, you do the math, 7 months from now is in May. He just tweeted out like a bunch of stuff saying like, you know, if you guys don't want to see the fight, he didn't say Canelo's name, but you know, if you guys are upset about seeing the fight, then don't watch the fight. You know, reading between the lines, you know, you could kind of say that's what's going to happen. It seemed very far-fetched to me, to be honest with you. But then I started thinking about it. I started thinking about, all right, he just fought Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo did not have a good showing. Looked like he just came for a paycheck. And it was rumored that his next fight after that was going to be Jermell Charlo. I think the fact that Jermell, you know, did so bad, not, you know, I don't mean to put it like that, but it's the truth. Since he did so bad, I think they found it hard to promote a Jermall fight, and then maybe they just went to Adamas for May, and then the winner of Andre Benavidez for September. One thing that a lot of my Mexican friends told me was that the fights in September are a bigger deal than the fights in May. So maybe they're saving the Benavidez fight for September and have, you know, Adamas there in May as an interim fight, so to speak, to not risk the payday for September. That's just, that part was just, is just me.
Yeah, but I get you. I get you, right? Because that's what I've been selling. And not to mention that Keith Idick just came out and reported that Benavidez is the third fight. So it makes more financial sense to get another $20 million gate versus a quote unquote easy fight in Terrence Bud Crawford. Adamus is an easy fight, yes, but it's still tougher on paper because he's jumping up less divisions. He's naturally a bigger man. I get it for you Crawford fans. Crawford's more skilled. He's better than Adamus. I get all that. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm talking weight jump, solely weight jump. That being said, you ain't going to make a $20 million gate with Adamus. Nobody knows Adamus. I know Adamus. You know Adamus, but nobody knows Adamus. So the Bud fight is the fight to make. I don't know why would they slide this in. The only thing I can think of is this, you know, I see it all the time where people get sent the contract for a fight, but you don't really get it. Meaning, we might need you. You feel me? Like, maybe we want you and Bud and Jamal. So we need them signed contracts from everybody. I don't know, because this just seems weird. Like, why wouldn't they give Adamus a regular 160-pound fight? Like, why another guy moving up?
Listen, a lot of people are, you know, claiming I'm capping for Adamus. I'm doing this. Listen, I'm just going by what I'm told.
And, I mean, you can see his tweets, though, but his tweets say it himself.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to make it. No, I'm just saying because I've been getting killed.
These are very recent. These are 28 minutes ago.
Yeah, I've been getting killed on social media, you know, claiming, you know, I'm just capping for my Dominican and all that. And I know you know me. And you know I'm not going to report something risking my reputation if I ain't speak to somebody directly. You know what I'm saying? A trusted source. Now, you know, again, this person has never lied to me, so I'm going to take them at their word. I specifically told them don't play with me like this because this is a big fight. And, you know, if it was, you know, Adamus Munguia or something, and it doesn't pan out, it's not a big deal. But this person reassured to me I have the full go to announce this. And I mean, like, I'm like, Canelo just fought.
It's just an option? You think it's the fight? You don't think it's just a possible option? Like,
I was told it's the fight. And I'm with you. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Kind of like, wait a minute, are you sure? I'm with you, but the tone of how I was spoken to, Adamus tweets, Adamus Instagram story, Adamus not picking up the phone. You know, you do the math, and it's kind of like, okay, maybe
7 months out, why announce it so early and get this backlash? Again, maybe it's that. Maybe they meant for him to announce it early to see what the public thinks?
Maybe. Or maybe that person wasn't given the go just yet to say it and still told me to put it out there. I'm not so sure, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, so when you say what he put on his story, are you talking about the WBC repost?
No. He put on his story, he put something like
this. Look at the screen.
Yes. I see it. No, I'm not that. I believe it's the next one. What's the next one? No, not that one. The next one. That one. So, faltan 7 meses. Now, you do the math. 7 meses, 7 months from now is what month?
May.
And that's what I was told. So you get what I'm saying? When I was told it, I still didn't report it because I had my reservations. Once I saw that, I was like, listen, this person is trusted, and now Adamus is not picking up my phone calls, and now this is saying 7 months out. I did the math.
Yeah, but
I'm like,
he could be on an undercard for all we know.
Maybe, but again,
he
this
could
is
be
what
on
I
the undercard
told.
Versus Jamal.
That is realistic. He will be out for a long time if that's the fight, because he last, well, I believe in June. You could correct me if I'm wrong.
Damn, my man. He putting old sparring up and shit.
Yeah. But
Well, listen, what's up? Why he left Santos?
I believe that was a managerial move where his manager felt more comfortable with him working with Salas than Santos.
My man said journalism. Call Eddie Reynoso. What if Eddie don't answer? Why did you call Eddie?
I don't got Eddie Reynoso's number. I wish I did. Text it to me. I'll call him.
He might not answer.
He might not. You know, but this is what I was told. So, again, the same reservations you guys have, I have as well. I don't want to make it seem like
I just feel like I'm so early, bro. Like
I agree with that.
Like Canelo just fought.
Mm-hmm.
Feels off. But while I have you, who's the face of boxing?
Canelo Alvarez.
No question. No debate. No Tank. No Ryan. No Earl Budd winner.
No way, man. Like, I mean, Canelo's done 4.5 million pay-per-views with Mayweather. He did 1.5 million with Triple G.
With Mayweather was 2.4.
2.4. Excuse me. My bad. He sold multiple million-dollar pay-per-views with Caleb Plant. He did 800,000. This is recent, Caleb Plant. This was, 2 years ago?
Yeah, so, but people's argument has been, when's the last time Canelo did over $1 million? And before you answer that, jerk-offs, 160 likes? What the hell? Don't make me go to members-only mode, man. You better get these likes up, but we going to members-only mode. Y'all going to be hating on me like that.
The million marker is I think people don't realize how elite that million marker is. Like,
but that's why. But that's their argument. It's like you saying how hard it is to do. So if Tank did it, he should be the face.
Well, Tank did it in one event. Canelo's did it multiple. And you can say, when's the last time Canelo did it? But he just did, I believe it was 750, 700. What was the official number? My bad.
700 is the rumor number that Dan dropped.
Yeah, so he just did 700. Like, bro, that's a great number. Let's see how Tank does his next fight. You know what I'm saying? He had a really good B-side. Hold on, I'm going to ask you, Ness. You think if Canelo Alvarez had the equivalent of Ryan Garcia in the ring, because obviously they're different weight class. If he had the equivalent of Ryan Garcia, you don't think he does more numbers than what Tank did?
I mean, I think he does over $1 million with Terrence Bud Crawford.
I don't think there's a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind he does over $1 million. Probably over 1.5 after, you know, Bud.
That's actually what we. Risen. That's actually what we. We guesstimated, right? We said $1 million to 1.5 for the Terrence Bud fight with Canelo. But Joel, let everybody know where they can find you. I'm gonna get to these calls. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Hello.
Before I do, I want to say also, if you compare recent gate numbers, it's not even comparable when it comes to Javante and Canelo. And you get what I'm saying? I'm talking about Javante's last 10 fights.
Yeah, but Javante's last fight broke top 5 gate records all time.
Yeah, it's one fight. It's one fight. Good. All right, let's see you do it again. Like, you got to show me a body of work. You want to be the face of boxing? You want to take over? You want to be the number one guy? All right, let's see you do it again and again and again and again like Canelo has. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Canelo is not a one.
You're correct. That's the best word I could have. That's what I want as well, and that's what I believe should be number one metric. You can't be the face because of one performance. You're the face because of you because we know your face because you're consistently there. You do, you know, it's like when Jay-Z, you from New York, my man said, I held you down for 6 summers. You know what I'm saying? You knew every summer he was dropping an album, just like you know every Cinco de Mayo, my man is dropping a fight. With Tank, we don't know that. How you the face of boxing, we don't know when you fight. This man got days. That shows you the face of boxing because those are his days. Take them days from him, then maybe you the face.
Exactly. But you can follow me on Twitter at _BroadwayJoel. Follow me on Instagram at BroadwayJoel. I have a TikTok. I'm not that active. It's just not my thing, you know, but I am trying to get better at that. TikTok, Broadway Joel, and my YouTube, more importantly, go subscribe, Broadway Joel.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for jumping on.
No, thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Broadway Joel. He's the one on Twitter breaking this Adamus news. I wanted to get him on. I got Jonathan. Actually, we got a counterpunch from Tyron. Where you at? You're not there. You're not there. You're not there. We're going to Jonathan Sosa.
Hey, Ness. How you doing?
Straight.
Hi. Look, first of all, yeah, Canelo definitely the face of boxing, but I think Tank has a chance to maybe take that in the future, but still not there yet. But I wanted to ask you, because you're more dedicated to boxing, if you notice what I noticed about the last Canelo fight, how he was repeatedly punching to the arms of Charlo. You know, we already know what happened with Callum Smith, how he left his arm looking like a balloon. And it seems like in these last 2 years after that happened, like he's doing it over again, which I kind of think is kind of like absurd to keep on going for the arm. I mean, a lot of people say like, oh, the Rocky Marciano used to do the same thing, but what do you think?
I mean, when you got guys running from you, you got to hit whatever you can hit. And if you hit the arm, it makes it harder for that person to use that arm. So in the long run, you know, it's helping you for the knockout. It's like going to the body. It's no different than investing in the body, except the body's going to slow you down. With this, he's hoping that by beating on one arm, you got one less arm towards the second half of the fight.
Yeah. Do you think he can maybe get injured trying those kind of things?
Maybe a hand injury if he hits a bone, you know, an elbow bone or a shoulder bone. But I don't, you know, so far so good, right?
Yeah, I kind of wish he would, like you said, go more for the body. I think one of the punches that I kind of feel like he lacks is going a straight right hand to the body, like to the solar plexus. Instead of going so much to the arms, I kind of, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, that's my call. I think, you know, I'd hope he's not just letting the criticism get to him. But anyways, thanks.
All right, bro. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just game plan, and he realizes it works, man. Nothing more than that, you know. You hit a guy in the arm enough, he's not going to use that motherfucker, man. And then when he tries, it's probably not going to have the same force or velocity that, you know, it once had or that he intended to have on that punch. Louisiana, stand up.
Can you hear me enough?
Yep.
I can understand why people would say Canelo is the face, but to me, it's Tank. Just because I feel like more people outside of boxing know Tank than Canelo. Like, people are saying Ryan made Tank, but then if that's the case, what?
But it's not your tongue.
Go ahead, champ. I restarted it. My bad.
Like I was saying, people saying Ryan may take it. If that's the case, then why did WWE not call Ryan to be on any type of show till he was signed to fight Tank? I do, you know, Canelo's holding on, but I think Tank right now is the face of boxing. And I wish they would fight each other. And I think a lot of people also holding against Tank that he hasn't fought Shakur Stevens or Devin Haney yet, and a lot of people want to see him fight them too, because they are the two best closest to him, and he has yet to fight them. And yes, Canelo has his pay-per-view numbers, but a lot of those pay-per-view numbers came off the back of Floyd Mayweather, and Floyd being the only one to beat him.
Bruh, and Floyd fought him 30 years ago. Are you talking about he doing pay-per-views now because of Mayweather?
Yes.
You wild.
Because Mayweather the only one to beat him, so whoever fights him puts themselves in a class with Floyd Mayweather. But well, now Bivol beat him.
But you saying he doing numbers now because of Floyd Mayweather? That don't even make sense. But I hear you. That's your call. My bad. My bad. My bad.
And if all these people saying boxing ain't going nowhere. Is it, if anything, it's gonna make them have to give us the fights we want to see for us to buy the fights. That's it. But that's my call now.
All right. Yeah, man, I feel like that Floyd fight was like 2012, 2013, like some long time ago shit, bro. Damn, bro. Let's see. We got Brandon, what up?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? So according to the survey, I was actually surprised that this Crawford was not, he only got 4% of the vote. I mean, it seems like he should have got more because ever since he beat Spence, he got so much praise and notoriety that he's now currently probably the best free face of boxing right now in boxing overall. Obviously, Canelo got a lot of votes too. He got the most because he's been in the game for the longest. He's been in the game. He's been doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's good now, apparently. So people will say he's the face of boxing, but it's just surprising that Crawford only got 4%. Because I think he's a great fighter. He's a great boxer. He's underrated, too. And he needs to do more high-profile fights, so Canelo would be a great one for him. But for some reason, Eddie Hearn was saying, like, he can't move up on in the weight class. I disagree with Eddie Hearn. I think he should. I think it'll be best for boxing overall if he moves up, because he's been taking down these guys for a minute in his weight class. He's already king of his weight division. No, there's no really anybody else in his weight division he can fight. And besides Spence again, if that happens, I think Canelo will be perfect for him to see what happens. Hey, guess what? Then that's something else. I got a sparring session on Tuesday.
Okay. Good luck, champ.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. I'm gonna see what's up. Me and my boy are about to go there after work and see and just do whatever is going on. It's about to be crazy. I'll reach out back to you when after it's done, see what happens. He's gonna record it too. And we'll probably send you a video. And it'll be nice. Yeah, that's my call. Peace.
All right, champ. All right. I got the hater.
Mic check.
Yo.
Mic check.
It's working.
Okay. Hey, apologies, Ness, because sometimes when we join on the Twitter spaces, there's always like a 5-second delay. All right. But for the face of boxing thing, I think it's obvious, guys. Face of boxing. Tank Davis has the potential to be the face of boxing eventually once Canelo. Once Canelo, you know, steps down, I think Canelo, he's the face. You know, everybody recognizes him like that. He's on the Corona commercials, so it's pretty obvious. Tank cracking 1 milli versus Canelo 700. I think that just shows that Tank's going to take over pretty soon. But, yeah, that's all I got for that. And then for your Cash App, is it THA Boxing Voice 1?
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you, Brody.
All right, champ. Be easy. We got Carlos. What up?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Chilling, champ.
All right, man, here it goes. It's obviously Canelo. One thing earlier on the show, remember them numbers that they got with Mayweather and Robert Guerrero? That's the reason why he fought Canelo. Don't you guys forget that? They were that atrocious that they had to go already and pull from that one.
So, I mean, remember, Robert Guerrero and Mayweather did over 900,000 pay-per-view buys, champ.
Man, I thought the numbers were so bad that that's why they went for the Canelo thing. I remember that. But obviously, man, you know what? I'm wrong. And he did 700 or 650 with Jermell. But remember, September 15, 16, that's kind of like the ending or the beginning of football season. We're a couple weeks in, and you know how America loves its big skin. Mm-hmm. So I think that with the horrible promotion, shit, if they would have just tried and if it was an Independence Day, I'm that's gonna hit that mill. And we're just talking a couple weeks into the NFL season because obviously everything turns into football. That's all I got, man.
All right, champ Carlos, thank you for calling in. Who else is on the line? Remember the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. We going out to Vegas. No, Rob, what up?
What's going on?
We hear you.
Yeah, I mean... This morning, it's been a few calls to change, but I see y'all point as far as, you know what I'm saying, Canelo is the face of boxing, but I just kind of see it was Tank, bro. I mean, the consistency is in the fact that his numbers go up every time. What I will say is, man, that 700 buys, it distracted me earlier, but just to touch on that real quick, the amount that him and Jermell did. That shit confirms that Jermell sold a fucking bag, bro. Like, that shit just confirms that he went in there and did exactly what we thought he was going to do. I mean, exactly what we thought he did, which was go in there and lay the hell down, and everybody seen that shit. So I agree with you when you say his career might be over. If it's not over, it definitely took a dive right there. I heard somebody say Crawford should have some more. Everybody knows, like, Crawford is great, but he's not the face of this. I wouldn't say he's the face of it. Nah, not at all. He's not even close to the face. Like, it's got to be between Canelo and Tank. And Tank did the most recently, man. That's what I'm saying. And Canelo, this is proving why people be mad at him as well. Because it's like, we sitting up here this morning, you do a beautiful show. Who we got? Benavidez, Bivol, Morrell. Some people were saying Munguia, so we throw Munguia in there, or Crawford. And then out of nowhere, we get a rumor that it's Carlos Adames. Like, who the hell is this guy? Like, this.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I don't even get it.
This what I'm saying. Then dudes talking about, yeah, let them go to Amazon Prime. They got mad money.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't do it to see no damn Carlos Adames. Is that the dude that had like one knuckle or something? Maybe that's somebody else.
One knuckle? What?
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah, like Carlos Adames. Something happened like where he messed up his hand, I thought, but it may be a different fighter that was in another way. Yeah, like messed up one of his hands. I thought it was him.
Nah, he the Dominican dude that lost the Brazilian dude, Despard Bud, and that beat.
I know he beat J-Rock.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I know he beat J-Rock for sure, and he beat somebody else of note too recently. Like, I know who he is, but I thought he had some sort of hand injury. Either way, like, he don't got no business in there. Like, he just as bad as Crawford. That's just as bad.
Word.
I don't agree with that. Yeah, we definitely want something better than that.
But yeah, man, I guess I'm gonna get Canelo his grams. I'm gonna have to slide on over that side. Everybody should. It's Canelo, so I agree with that, man. Canelo the face. But Tank is right there, bro. And I know if he ain't here already, he on the way. That's my call.
All right, champ. We got New York Bullet, $2 Super Chat. He says, Canelo did a million more than once. Ronald Curtis, that's $10. In major sports, the best athlete is the face of the sport. Jordan was the best.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Jordan was the best. He was the face of the NBA. MJ retired. Then it was Shaq, Tim, Kobe, LeBron. Bud is the best boxer pound for pound. Who sets the criteria? James Benitez, $2. Who will be favored in Bud versus Adamas? What? Bud? Did you not watch them spawn in Gleason's? Rider of the Storm, $5. I'm a Canelo fan. Who pays for every fight? I will be freaking upset if he fights Adamas. I'm not paying for that poop emoji. Benavidez or bus. Knight Hendricks. What up?
Shouts out to the boxing voice.
What up, what up?
Shouts out to Ness, Danny, the whole squad. A for the previous caller and future callers. Canelo, the face of boxing. Tank did a million once. Canelo did it twice. And then before that, Canelo numbers are like 700,000 to 800,000 consistently. So Tank gets about 300,000 to 400,000 consistently. And
Tank never did 304.
Oh shit. See what I'm saying? See? Crazy. So it's like, man, and he not fighting the opponents. Canelo fighting. That's why he not doing them numbers. Like, of course, yeah, you getting them knockouts, but you knocking out. Like, I don't, like, majority of them bums, to be honest, on his records, beside a couple fighters. Majority of them motherfuckers he knocked out are bums. And people don't want to face the facts. They just want to go with, oh, knockouts, knockouts, knockouts. When his level of competition ain't that good. Canelo level of competition is even better. And I don't even like Canelo. Like, I can't say this enough. But damn, man. The man fight champs. Like, you can't knock out everybody, especially if they're on the elite level. So, I mean, Canelo's fighting these top fighters. I would say, besides John Ryder, and he put up a hell of a fight, better than anybody Tank fought. So, besides John Ryder, Canelo been fighting top-level opponents. You just put Jermell in there. People want to talk shit now. But before the fight, it was, oh, Jermell undisputed. He bigger than him. Now that Canelo whooped his ass and beat the undisputed champ, you can't take that away from him. He beat Kovalev, the crusher, who gave Andre Ward his toughest fight. Like, come on, what the fuck are we doing? The face of boxing is fighting top comp. When Tank is fighting just bums, plain and simple. That's my call.
All right. We got a screen share here with some information. This is Eddie Hearn, and this article is from April after the Tank fight, and it states, Canelo Alvarez still the face of boxing despite Gervonta Davis pay-per-view sales, says Eddie Hearn. And why does that look so ugly? What the hell? All right, whatever. Okay, here we go. Promoter Eddie Hearn is of the opinion that Saul Canelo Alvarez is still the face of boxing, despite some saying that it is Gervonta Davis, who sold 1.2 million pay-per-view buys in a fight against Ryan Garcia. Hearns questioned this claim in an interview with Seconds Out, stating they want to put him as the face of boxing for one fight against Ryan Garcia. What had Tank done in previous pay-per-view fights? 60,000? 70,000? 100,000? 150? Tank fought in one of the biggest fights in boxing against one of the biggest names in boxing, Ryan Garcia, and collectively, they did very well. While acknowledging that Davis is a great fighter, Hearns believes that there are other factors to consider when determining the face of boxing. And I quote, "What matters is the dollars in the bank," he asserts. That's when you talk about the face of boxing, and that's when you talk about the biggest star in boxing, and that's Canelo Alvarez time and time again. And that's obviously something that I said. I said, bro, who's getting the guarantees? You know, what's the guarantee purses looking like? When has Tank gotten a guarantee that looks like Canelo's? But Hearn also points out that consistency is key. Isn't that something that I've been saying? That consistency is key to being the face of boxing. Stating, and I quote, "Please stop about the new this or the new that. Canelo has done it consistently. He's earning three or four times more than anyone on the pound-for-pound list, perhaps with the exception of Anthony Joshua, who's not on the fucking list, who isn't even on the pound-for-pound list at the moment. This guy, Canelo, is the face of boxing." And then ESPN puts this, "Is Canelo still the face of boxing?" And this was after the Ryder fight. All right, going to any callers. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Twitter's available, Discord as well. And let me check if we got any super chats. I think that's everything. So actually, nope, yep, that's everybody. If you haven't hit that thumbs up, go ahead and do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. If you're on Twitter Spaces, go ahead and retweet so we can get this space out there, get some new people on it, potential new callers. This is your last call for alcohol. If you want to make a call, this is your time to get on the show now because we're about to roll out. NesGTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. Peace.